Okay, so my name is Fan, and I'm working on software engineering at UCL, and I'm currently a third year PhD student. What I'm working on is called genetic improvement, which is a quite recent emerged topic of software engineering. In this field, basically we take existing softwares and try to use some automatic way to improve the performance of the software. For example, you can speed up the software and you can try to save more energy or save more memory, but the features of the software still remain the same. The reason we want to do this is because usually a software, when the programmers try to implement the features for software, it's very hard for them to also consider about the non-functional properties like the running time, speed, and like bandwidth of web servers or something. It's also something that we can use machine to do this. So we try to use automatic way to search for different versions of the software and try to make it better. In the past 2 years, I mostly focus on the execution time and the memory consumption of softwares. So basically, I try to use genetic algorithm, genetic programming to improve a software in terms of the memory consumption and the time consumption. At the first stage, we use some mutation testing techniques in this research as well. Mutation operators were originally used in mutation testing, but just to generate mutants and assess the mutants. But we use the same idea because we use the same idea here to get different versions of the same software, because mutation operators are quite good at changing the software in a very small syntactic place, so that it has it doesn't affect too much of the software, but still may have impact on different properties of the software. So we first use mutation testing techniques to get mutants, we call mutants, of a software. And we assess the properties of the mutants. We can get some rough idea about which part of the software is more sensitive to the functional and non-functional properties of the software. So after the first stage, we can get the sensitivity information of the software, and then we pick the most sensitive part and do a more fine tuning of the software so that we can get better performance on time and memory consumption. And also another part of my research is more related to mutation testing, because I tried to focus on memory consumption of a software. But as far as I know, the mutation testing field only cares about the functional property of a software. For example, some syntactic bugs, but they seldomly use the same idea to test the memory bugs. For example, buffer overflow and etc. So there is a work I have finished, which we propose several new mutation operators try to target memory faults, so that we can see how good the test suite is to detect those memory faults. So in this work, we basically we proposed several memory mutation operators, and those operators can insert memory faults to the original program, and then we use test cases to try to kill those mutants. Then we according to how much of the mutant, how much of the inserted artificial memory bugs can be detected by the test suite, we can know how good the test suite is. So this is basically the idea. But there is a problem, which is that the traditional way of detecting, of determining whether a mutant is different from a software, the original software is compare the output of the mutant and the original. But for memory bugs, this is not enough to detect whether the original is different, the mutant is different from the original. So we propose two different additional criteria to detect whether the mutant is different from the original, which we called memory fault detection and control flow deviation. Basically, we use techniques to detect whether the mutant has different memory faults than the original, and also the to determine use the information of the control flow information to determine whether they are different or not. So that's basically the idea. And after, well, the reason I'm interested in this is because for genetic improvement, I want to improve memory consumption as well. But when we use mutation operators to get different mutants of the original program, it always has very limited impact on the memory consumption itself. So I proposed several memory operators so that it can have more impact on the memory consumption of the software. So after this, after the previous 2 years work, the next stage of my work I'm currently working on is gonna be use what I proposed, the memory mutation operator, and apply that operators to the original program to get different mutants of the software. And I use the same same genetic improvement idea to try to improve the software in terms of the memory consumption and the time consumption. So hopefully I can get better results because I focused more on the memory consumption and the time consumption using new mutation operators. So that is basically my research about. Thank you.